Hey, macrodosing listeners, you can find us every Tuesday and Thursday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Welcome back to Nanodosing. It is Tuesday. It is September 27th, last week of September. It is spooky season right now. Let's get spooky with it. We're back from Tennessee. It was a very successful weekend. We got the whole squad on the podcast. Everyone's in studio. Aaron is remote. And Big T, how was your weekend? I'm going to just let you talk right off the bat. I know you got a lot to say.
My weekend was great. I can talk a lot better today than I could yesterday.
We went to Waffle House the next morning. He could not speak.
Avery thought I was doing a bit when we went to Waffle House yesterday morning. I couldn't talk. He thought I was playing a part.
But, it's 1984 all over again, man. You're being silenced.
Yeah, well, it comes along with it. This weekend was awesome, though. I had best time I've had in a long time.
Was it a movie?
It was a movie, for sure.
Hell yeah.
Friday night, Hannah's Old City movie. Friday afternoon, facility movie, Burned Arian movie. Saturday morning, movie, college football show movie. Game, movie. Saturday night was a movie for y'all. I felt like I played. I still feel like I played. I gave everything I had.
He did.
Everything.
He truly did.
I couldn't stay out another minute longer. I had to go to bed.
So you went home from the game and you went almost directly
to bed? We went to eat. And then we went back to Arian's hotel bar for a little bit. And by that time, it was probably 10:30 or so. And they were going to keep going out. And I'm sure, as y'all will mention, y'all ended up out with Hendon and Tyler, which would have been awesome.
I was going to say, not only did you played harder than the actual team because they were out with us after the game. And you were too tired to.
I was banged up. I had to go into the tent a couple times during the game. I had to go all back. Right. I couldn't be out another
minute. BT is officially in the protocol this week. So we're going to stay monitoring them. I'm also going to stay monitoring our good friends over at Wealthfront. You guys should monitor Wealthfront as well. I'm monitoring the economy, and there's a lot going on with it right now. Are we in a recession? Is it a bear market? What's going on with inflation? Well, we can't tell the future, but I can tell you about a great place to earn more in your savings, and that's Wealthfront. Wealthfront is an app. It helps you save and invest your money, and right now you can earn 2% APY with a Wealthfront cash account. That's 20 times more interest and if you left your money in a savings account at the average bank, according to FDIC.gov. Getting a cash account is easy. It takes just a few minutes to sign up, and then you immediately start earning up to 2% interest on your savings. You start earning 2% interest on your savings. And when you open an account today, you'll get an extra $50 bonus with a deposit of $500 or more. There are already nearly 500,000 people using Wealthfront to save more, earn more, build long-term wealth. So why wait? You can earn 2% on your cash today. Visit wealthfront.com/macro to get started. That's wealthfront.com/macro. Incredible. What a deal from our friends over at Wealthfront. All right. So, yeah, Big T. Big T had a great time at the game. I saw some of the videos. I had to leave, unfortunately, before the game started. But it looks like you cheered loud enough for everybody. Probably the loudest man in the stadium. Give Big T a
some
game
people
ball
have
here.
Said that, yeah.
So, great job. It was an exciting game. I was able to watch most, of, if not all, the second half after we landed. But it's awesome. It was very cool to see you guys out with Hendon and Tyler. And Arian, I heard that you had a pretty good time as well after the game.
Don't remember that part, but I'm sure I had a great time.
We commandeered a Papa John's delivery man's car.
You stole a car?
No, we didn't steal it. We leased it.
The Ubers were like 30 minutes to get to. It was like a 2-mile drive, but we could not find an Uber. And we're just standing out there waiting, and a Papa John's car pulled up, and we're like, this is our chance.
Yeah, I bribed Papa John's guy to take us somewhere.
That's smart. Billy tried to get me to steal a truck on Friday night. Well, that he was really, really tried to.
The bait car.
There was a truck that was out. What's the name of that place?
We were next to the Tennessee Theater in Knoxville.
Yeah, so there was a
forget what road that is.
Pickup truck that was out in the middle of the road, or it was parked to the side of the road, but it was still in the road itself. And it was on, had the keys in there, engine was running. I think the windows were down. It was like a 1980s pickup truck, early 90s pickup truck. And Big T kept being like, "Yo, just take it, PFT."
Big T did not say that.
I mean, sorry, Billy kept hand up. I took a muscle relaxer this morning because my ribs were hurting very badly. So if I screw anything up, I'm going to blame it all on that. Now, it was prescribed. It was not off market. But Billy kept being like, yo, just steal that car. You should just steal that car. And he almost talked me into it. It would have been so easy to just hop in the car and drive it like 2 miles and get out. But then I thought to myself, this is a bait car. And if you guys remember that show Bait Car, that's clearly what it was. Bait Car is such a great television show. They just leave a car running and then they wait for somebody to steal it. And then the cops chase it. They shut the car down. That's the entirety of the show.
That's so whack.
Yeah, it really is.
I think it's entrapment. I think they shut it down for entrapment.
It is very much entrapment. It's just like people that would probably not steal a car, but they see a car that's in front of them begging to be stolen. They're like, oh, this could be fun. Let's give it a shot.
It's like an intrusive thought. Like if anybody sees a really nice car that just started with nothing, I don't know.
Sometimes, you know, you gotta fight those thoughts, and sometimes they win.
Yeah.
And I was fighting them in my own head by trying to get you to do it.
You were deflecting your thoughts onto me. Billy was literally the devil on my shoulder. He was just over my shoulder whispering to my ear, come on, PFT, you can steal that car. You'll never get caught.
Glad you didn't steal it, man.
I'm glad I didn't either. Arian, I want to say thank you to you and Big T for really pulling this together and giving us a reason to go down there as a podcast, because I had a fantastic time. Unfortunately, I did have to leave early, but I had such a great time on Friday all day on campus and into the night, and then Saturday during the day was a great time. So I'm very happy that we were able to do this.
It was fun, man. I had a great time. I'm still recovering too. My voice was kind of like Big T's the other day, but I'm recovering and taking the day slowly, man.
I saw you hitting the swag surf at the game.
I was just having a good time, man. I seen my boys. I ain't seen my boys in like 15 years, man. A lot of them cats, man, some longer than that. So it was good seeing everybody, seeing all the love, and it was fun, man. I had a great time.
Everybody saw Arian dapping up Josh Heupel after the big win.
Mm-hmm.
Looked like you were pretty excited that the Vols won.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I don't know where people get, like, I just pray on Tennessee's downfall.
Well, you did say, you literally said shit on this show that you didn't care about the outcome. Not that you're praying on the downfall.
I don't.
But you just said you're excited about the win.
Yeah, I just think you're phrasing that incorrectly. I'm indifferent. Like, when you play for so long, like, I like to see, like, the people there happy and stuff like that. So if that encompasses it, I'm cool with that. But it's like, I don't pray on Tennessee's downfall. I'm not.
No, I wasn't saying that.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just not, like, a fan of football like that anymore. Like, I just enjoy watching games sometimes. And I enjoy being around, like, good people. So it's like, it was a great time. I had a great time.
So talking about the actual game, my opinion on Tennessee offense, amazing. Hendon Hooker.
Didn't punt.
Star.
Hendon.
Player of the week.
Goat mode.
Defense was looking a little spot. I mean,
a lot of people are calling him Hemden Hooker.
You saw after you said that, the UT account tweeted that.
UT account did it. I think the SEC account did it. I'm sorry for putting that out there. I'd like to just apologize to
I kind of like it.
Hemden Hooker. It's so bad.
He's him.
It's so bad. Especially, it sounds actually a little bit better when you say it. When I say it, it sounds just Hemden Hooker. I cringe at myself when I hear it.
I don't hate it.
He is him, though.
He's him.
He's him. He's absolutely him.
Unquestionably.
I mean, he's in the Heisman discussion, right?
He's got to put something up.
He has the fourth highest odds on the Barstool Sportsbook now.
He's got to play well against Bama. Yeah. He doesn't have to win necessarily, but he's got to play well.
But he's in the discussion. That's very cool. It's been fun to see him.
Defense was a little spotty. I mean, they had a pretty dominant performance with the help of their offense in the first three quarters. Second half of the fourth quarter, we saw what happened. But I think Florida came to play, and they had like probably tons of install for him. So I don't think it's that indicative of how good their defense is, because Florida was game plan. That was a big game for them.
So at the very end of the game, when they recovered that onside kick, how full was your diaper?
I tweeted that my soul departed my body. Billy, the entire stadium goes silent. Just nobody making a sound.
Yeah.
And Billy standing there just going, oh my God, oh my God. And I said, Billy, you got to shut the fuck up. You got to just shut the fuck up. I'm about to kill myself. You got to shut the fuck up.
Because Billy's like live on his Instagram. He's like, oh my God, oh my God. And Big T's like,
nobody else is making a sound.
It was the most, that stadium was so loud. And it was my first SEC game. very different from my college football atmosphere I played in. Probably the exact juxtaposition of a small D3 art school. So it was insane. But it was crazy because the Florida fan that was behind us, that was chirping the rest of Tennessee the whole game. And even though he was annoying, I kind of liked having him there because it got everyone else more riled up around us. But he left before the onside kick and they scored that touchdown.
If he had been there for that, there would have been a fight. Not with me, but somebody would have fought this guy. He was feeling himself for sure. But yeah, I was worried when they were driving down 11. I was like, we're one play away from being really fucked here because they scored your onside kick. I mean, thank goodness you can't advance it because they took it to like the 30.
Yeah.
But, you know,
I'm addicted to onside kicks. I love onside kicks.
They are pretty
cool. There's been some electric ones this season with Jets and even, you know, in that the Monday night football game, Thursday night football game, the onside kick was also electric.
Yep.
They needed that, though. Like, we needed that moment because it kind of felt like they were, Tennessee was just cruising to the victory. Like, the game kind of slowed down a little bit, and you weren't, like, you know, happy the entire time. It was just kind of like a stagnant, like, okay, I think we're going to win this game. And then that happened, and we got the best moment possible.
Then you felt like you earned the win as a fan.
Yeah.
It wasn't boring.
I would have rather earned it by 20 points, but yeah.
It was a fun time, though. It looked like, Big T, at one point you were yelling and your whole body turned orange.
We were right in front of the scoreboard, so the scoreboard flashed up like orange, and that's what that shot. It looks awesome.
It does look cool. You look like – you remember that speech that Biden gave a couple weeks ago when he's in front of those giant red columns?
Yes.
Yeah, Big T was giving Joe Biden.
The best picture, I don't know if you've seen it. Like Madeline was recording behind him, and there's like a shot of him with both his middle fingers up and like the fireworks.
It's awesome.
It's awesome.
Yeah, I've seen that one. That was good.
I mean, Big T, like, being in Tennessee was like a power up for him.
Oh my God.
He was like, I don't know if you guys know Godzilla, but there's nuclear Godzilla. When Godzilla gets near like a volcano or something, he turns all red. And then he gets like a super hyper beam. And that was Big T.
Big T, once we sat on campus, his body just started pulsing.
Yeah.
He was just like, oh yeah, we're so fucking back.
The weather was just perfect. It was like Friday when we got there. It was a beautiful day. Birds were chirping, sun shining, and it was just like, we're back, baby.
It was the happiest we've ever seen Big T
by
a mile and a half. It was awesome.
Your girl was saying that shit when we was in this complex. I think it was Friday. She was like, I have never seen him like this. He was just like a little kid on Christmas, dog. It was so funny.
He also had an incredible call when we were walking through campus, and Big T was like, hey, that building right there, it smells like an elementary school art building or an art classroom.
Yeah,
an art classroom. And
y'all were like, what? And I was like, walk inside.
So we went, we smelled the building. We took one step inside. We're like, Big T was right.
I can't believe it. Seems like a very easy problem to fix, and they haven't fixed it at least since 2015. Yeah. I can tell you that.
It was a great call. I love Nashville. I love Knoxville. Knoxville was a fantastic town. I will be going back. We got to see the Sun Sphere as well. That was nice.
Oh, we got to tweet that picture.
Oh, yeah. Billy texted me during the game. He's like, hey. Actually, no. Billy texted me at 10 p.m. on Saturday being like, hey, if Tennessee wins, tweet the picture. And I was like, wait, the game's been over for
5 hours. Well, no, you got what I meant. 5 hours. Tennessee won, tweet the picture. Be like, when Tennessee wins. And it's just like a gigantic.
Yeah,
the one where Billy laid there.
Yeah.
Did we not tweet that?
Yeah.
Why y'all keeping that in the holster?
It feels like a big miss.
Yeah. Why haven't we missed the whole thing?
I'm sorry, but so when I got that text from Billy, it was like 10 p.m. and the game had been over for like 5 hours.
Yeah. So we should,
Madeline, when you tweet the episode out tomorrow, just put that picture with it.
Just like when Tennessee wins.
Knoxville recap,
baby.
With Billy's Sun Sphere boner.
And that was sick. We ended up going. Yeah. We went to A lot of fun places, but we went to Waffle House on Friday. Mm-hmm. We recorded a podcast in Waffle House
early Saturday morning,
and it was something, man.
It was a time,
dude. It was a time.
I can't wait to see it.
I would kill for a bowl of Waffle House grits right now.
I know. I miss Waffle House.
Billy
so
ordered
much.
Nothing.
You had like three bowls, didn't you?
He ordered nothing but double orders of grits. We sat down, he's like, can I get two orders of grits? They bring in one gigantic bowl, he eats, and then he goes, just run that back, got it again.
I ordered a beer bong grits. If I could, I would.
So all of that footage will be out Wednesday. We have to do some sterilization of it, I think.
Yeah, we just gotta package it well.
Yeah.
There was a lot of, you know,
because we were, it was 1:30 in the morning and we're at Waffle House, so yeah. You do the math.
Yeah.
We did think we were gonna get kicked out though, because the second we sat down in the booth and we brought out the microphones, we got a banging on the window from the outside, and it looked like it was the manager of the Waffle House, and she was yelling at us. She goes, "No, no." Then she comes back inside and she's like, "Are you guys set up for karaoke?" And we're like, "No, no." She's like, "Oh, you're just doing like a podcast?" "Yeah, just doing a podcast." She was like, "Okay, good. Yeah, y'all go ahead. I just didn't want you to do karaoke in here."
As we know, the legend of Waffle House workers, I was ready to get up and get out of there, because who knows how that could have gone down.
Yeah.
We could have been slumped over on the floor of a Waffle House.
It does,
like many before us.
It gives me an idea to do karaoke in a Waffle House, though. That does sound like fun.
You know that someone has had to do karaoke in there for her mind to go to, "Are you doing karaoke in the Waffle House?"
Right? Like, that was a very odd and specific thing not to do.
Place.
Yeah. Hmm.
Yeah.
So all in all, I'd say it was a winning weekend.
Mm-hmm. It was awesome.
Except for the fact that Billy broke my ribs.
Okay.
It wasn't a broken rib. I have separated, fractured rib cartilage, whatever you want to call that.
Could have caught the ball with your hands.
It's 100% on me.
You know what I'm blaming? So I actually really have a problem with Nike footballs.
Yeah.
And I've had this problem going back to high school. Nike footballs were designed, I think they were designed in the University of Oregon specifically for the quarterback at that time specifications. I'll find the exact name in a second. But Nike footballs are they're skinnier and built like darts.
Yep.
And they have very pointy, hard ends, especially if you're using a new football. And I myself am a much bigger fan of Wilson balls because they're rounder and it's easier to make them a spiral. Whereas I feel like Nike balls, you have to throw it like a dart, and because it's harder to become a spiral and it's pointier, they'll veer off and the spiral will take control of the ball. Whereas if you're throwing like a Wilson, like the Duke, or my favorite was the TDS or the GST in college, but those balls are rounder and their spin rate, it's easier to spin them and put them where you want them. Whereas Nike balls are sharper, harder, but also, as we now see, more dangerous.
Yeah, because they're sharp and hard.
Yeah.
So it's like I got hit with a javelin.
Yeah. But you know, you aren't the first person who's broken something after me throwing them the ball. So,
oh great,
I still got it.
No, Billy's like super excited.
I'm not super excited, but I blame the Nike ball.
I would be excited too if I were you.
I'm not excited. I still think I could. I'm looking into my eligibility. I'm getting some inspiration.
Yeah, my rib is absolutely killing me right now, and it was okay the day after, and then it just kept getting worse and worse over the course of the weekend. Mm-hmm. So I went to the doctor yesterday morning. I got a shot of Toradol. I got my first Toradol shot. And it didn't do shit.
It's your fault, though.
You're just shooting up everything.
It's 100% my fault. Yeah. No, I mean, I should have caught the ball with my hands. Maybe I should have let Arian play better defense against me so he could have intercepted it.
I hear you, man.
Yeah, you got to let him.
Y'all going to keep running with that shit.
Arian was wearing socks. To be fair, he had socks on the practice facility field. But also, to be fair, Big T put the fucking moves on you. He dipped that shoulder.
I feel like socks and no shoes is an acceptable even playing field for an NFL Pro Bowler and me.
Yeah.
I feel like that's
it's not. What are you talking about?
I think it's like
me on, because when you're on that kind of field surface, there's these little rubber pellets that are all over the field and you're literally just sliding off. It's like almost like ice. Like you literally take off and just slide if you wanted to.
Yeah.
It's not the same.
It was still a nice move, though. It was still
video,
a good move.
The video shows what it shows.
Relatively nice move.
And you attacked the ball.
Attacked the ball with your hands, tuck, turn up field. Listen, we were short a couple receivers Saturday. I was ready to go.
All right. So walk me through the rest of the schedule for Tennessee, Big T. And also tell me what you're feeling now in terms of overall record.
My floor is 9.
Your floor is 9 now.
8-4 is a failure.
Wow.
So 9 is beating Tennessee Martin, Vandy, South Carolina, Missouri.
Yeah.
And then one of LSU or Kentucky. I feel like that's the floor at this point.
You waving the white flag on Bama, huh?
No. I'm not. I actually just said to somebody earlier, I'm not marking that down as a loss at all. I'm just saying those are the games that you would need to win at a minimum to get to 9. We're off this week. We have a bye. Get healthy.
Like that's still like an Outback Bowl season, though, isn't it?
9 is probably Citrus Bowl. Maybe you sneak into a New Year's 6. I think we're going to win 10 games. I think we're going to win 10 and get to, like, the Orange Bowl, which would be sick.
That would be incredible, yeah.
I could see that.
But I think 9 is my floor now. Our next game is at LSU. It just got announced. That's at noon, which is great.
That is great for you guys, yeah.
11 a.m. that time. Why is that
time Tim, good?
Because at LSU, they typically, you know, they get louder as the day goes on. You give an LSU fan hours in a day, and that's just they're filling up their body with ammunition.
They're pissed online about it being
in. Yeah. Okay. 11 a.m. is too early. Now, I'm not going to say that it's not enough time for the state of Louisiana to get drunk, but it is enough time to prevent most of them from getting, like, destructively drunk. So that's huge for Tennessee.
The I genuinely
so funny that that's an actual fact.
Oh, I think it's worth. Aaron,
listen, it truly is in Baton Rouge.
I think that's worth a field goal.
I agree, but it's just hilarious.
Yeah,
what a factor.
I think if you look at the average blood alcohol content of an LSU fan during a night game and compare it to a day game, I think you can go ahead and say, like, it's probably about a full point, a full 0.1, I should say. So I guess that's a tenth of a percentage.
Yeah.
So during a day game
when we played there, they said, I mean, there's no way to confirm it, but they said that they threw filled bottles of urine at our bus.
Yeah.
When we was going through, like, they was definitely throwing shit. I couldn't confirm if it was urine or not, but that's what they were saying, that there was urine.
Yeah, LSU's different, man. And you should beat LSU. LSU's ranked behind JMU right now.
Yeah, I imagine that game's going to be like a pick 'em, maybe them favored by a point or two.
I don't know about that.
But yeah, I think that's a game we should win.
They're a flawed team. And especially, I actually do think that 11 a.m. makes a giant difference. I'd say it's worth more than 3 points.
Yeah.
I'd say it's worth like 4 or 5.
And so, and then we have Bama after that at home. So
can't look ahead though.
Right.
But get the cigars ready. Have you bought a cigar? Do you have a cigar that you're waiting on?
I told somebody yesterday. I've never bought one before because I didn't think there was a chance we'd win the game.
Mm-hmm.
I think I might buy one and have it on standby.
I'll take care of that for you.
And then if we lose, you tuck it away. We keep it for next year. But
that's not how cigars work. But yeah.
I can't.
You wouldn't want to keep a cigar for a year. It depends.
All right, then I'll throw it away. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, I wouldn't keep it for a year.
That's fine. Symbolically.
Yeah.
But I think they're a beatable team. The only team that stopped us on offense Saturday was us. So
I like it. I like the confidence.
I'm excited.
Anybody else have anything they want to get off their chest from this weekend?
I tried Cookout for the first time. I was a bit underwhelmed.
Yeah. Ooh.
Billy Ooh. Billy and I got Cookout. After
what is Cookout?
The game.
What?
It's fast food.
I feel like we've had this discussion.
It was very, honestly, the perks of it, I was going in blind. I never really heard, but I could see it being an amazing drunk food. It's very fast.
It was really fast, and we were too sober for it.
It was very fast. The service was impeccable. They really got it done in that regard. But the food was, I mean, the burger was small. Fries were good. I mean,
they only gave us 3 nuggets in our thing.
Yeah, but we had them as a side.
Yeah.
Elite milkshakes, though.
Elite. My milkshake, I tweeted this. The milkshakes fuck. The corn dog was really good. It's hard to fuck up a corn dog, though.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think if I was like 5 to 10 drinks deeper, it would have been so magical. And it was just, I was just a bit too sober. Waffle House fucks, though. That, and I was in the right state of mind for that.
It really does fuck.
But yeah, Cookout, not so great. Mm. Also, I also need to get one more thing off my chest as a Browns fan. Can I do that here?
Yep.
Go off. This is a safe space.
Yep.
Okay. So after the game on Saturday, like you guys said, we went out. We met up with Tyler and Hendon and the Tennessee football team. Josh Dobbs was there. I had to be told that Josh Dobbs is a Browns quarterback. I did not know he existed, and I did not know who he was when we saw him in person. And mm-hmm. I turned to Avery, and I was like, who is this guy?
You never
knew. And he was like, that's your backup quarterback. I'm saying that as a Browns fan. I didn't know who he was, and I'm sorry. And I'm sorry. But I did not know who he was. I did not know that man.
It's kind of understandable.
I've had a lot of quarterback turmoil in the past 6 months. Josh Dobbs is my least worry.
He got drafted by the Steelers.
He did.
Yeah.
Then he played for the Jags for a little bit, then went back to the Steelers, and then the Browns, I think.
So, like, I've had bigger fish to fry in the quarterback department, I feel like. Him slipping under the rug. Again, not my proudest moment as a Browns fan. I did shake his hand. I said, love the Browns. Love you.
I think he, like, this preseason, he was awesome, I think.
Yeah.
Maybe. But, yeah, so I'm sorry to Josh Dobbs. But I appreciate what you do for the team and not having multiple massage therapists.
Thanks for not being a pervert,
Thank
Josh.
Thank you for not being a pervert, Josh Dobbs. Great guy. It was very, very nice.
Yeah.
It was very nice.
How were Hendon and Tyler?
Chill.
They were the best.
Good Chill. Mood?
Yeah.
They're so cool. It was so cool seeing them, like, in the wild.
Yeah.
I woke up Saturday morning and saw that picture of them, and I was like, you got to be fucking kidding me.
Yeah, oh, yeah, it was. Yeah, I was so like, and Cedric was there too. Like, the whole team was there.
Because by the time I had gone home, we had talked to them, and they were like, "Maybe we'll meet up at some point." And I was like, "I gotta go home."
It hurt me that we were there and you weren't. It did.
Yeah,
I would feel worse about it if it weren't for the fact that if I had been out 20 minutes longer, I would have died.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
it feels like limitless. You know, when he takes the pill and he just remembers. Highlight screenshots of the night. That's rough. I remember being there for sure, but
Arian was in fact faded.
How many drinks do you think you had on Saturday from sunup to sundown?
I was doing my thing.
Over under 25.
Oh, way over that. Way over that.
I'm talking
about, what? Absolutely.
30?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean 25 over That's the course over, of
like 24 hours.
24 Come hours, on. Yeah.
Okay, but he's not up for all 24 of those hours. Me?
Bro, I'm so we went in the stadium, there's just like one spot where they sold liquor. And it was like in this little section. And the security guard actually was like, I was like, how you get back there? He was like, come on, I'll let you in. He's like, did Big T wear the chain? And I was like, yeah.
No way.
And so he let me in. And then he let all my boys in. And so we just kept going. I'm good 15. 10, 15 easily, though. Doubles.
Me, Billy, and Avery, like, did the rescue mission of a lifetime to make sure Arian got home.
No joke. Arian, I don't know how much you actually weigh, like, but your bones felt like they were 700 pounds.
Well, I was limp. Anytime you limp, you weigh more. It's a dead weight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was fun. We had a good time.
I appreciate y'all getting me home safely.
It was team building experience.
It was team bonding. It was like when you go to those... like trust courses and you like walk the high ropes and shit like that. That's what we were doing with Arian's body.
I feel like most zip lining in America is done at those like weekend retreats for team building. Yeah.
That was what we went through on Saturday night.
What else?
Biggest shout out to all the Macrodosians that came out.
Yeah.
Said That's hi cool. to us. There were a ton of them everywhere we went.
Thank you guys.
No, the Macrodosians was thick.
Yeah,
it was everywhere, everywhere. So I was walking up in the what's that quarter again? Big T, I told y'all to meet me at for where I was having brunch. What is it again?
Market Square.
I was at Market Square. I was just having lunch by myself, and dude walks up, takes his ear pods off. So I'm listening to y'all right now. This is so cool.
That's incredible.
Couple people wearing the shirts.
Yeah, that was great to see. Shout out to everybody that was there that came up and said hi from the bookstore or whatever that place is called, Vol Shop. There were so many Macrodosians in the Vol Shop. It was pretty cool. And right outside. And then, just all around campus and through the night. It was very cool.
We were eating at Zaxby's, but Billy and I went across the street to the gas station to grab something. And when we came back, some guy was sitting on the curb. And we, like, walked past him. And I saw this guy's neck turn 180 degrees like an owl. He was like, is that Billy? Is that Avery? And then we're like, yeah. And then he turned and got up. He's like, oh, my God. He's like, they're all here. And he's like, Big T, I needed a beef with you. He's like, you were saying some shit about COVID. And I got to come on the podcast.
There was another, when we were walking from the college football show to the game, there's this group of dudes in front of us. And one of them goes, I think that's Billy Football. And the guy turns around and goes, oh, that guy looks like him, dude. But he was like, that's not him. and then they walk like another 10, 12 steps. The guy turns around. He's like, and they weren't trying to have us hear them. And he goes, no, I think that's actually him, dude.
Yeah.
The best Billy Football interaction was at the Vol Shop when the guys came running down the hill. We're like, Billy, Billy. And they both gave him the biggest chest bump I've ever seen. the guy like floated across.
Yeah, they had the high ground too.
They did.
They came in with high ground that I was like,
they didn't stop. They ran down the entire hill. They didn't stop.
Yeah, and full on impact, but my ribs are fine.
I got out of the fall shop only spending $220, which was a massive win. I was concerned when we went in there about what was going to happen.
That's fun. What an outstanding time. Mm-hmm. I had a blast with you guys.
Also, we'll be back. When this comes time. Out, bussing.
Yeah, that's right, yeah. So Billy and I went on Bussing with the Boys with Will Compton, and Billy just kind of sat in the background and ate a bunch of chicken. Arian was going to come on. He had some other stuff pop up on Saturday morning. So
no, I was just down, bro. you can tell the truth. I was just down. I could not get up. I tried. I set my alarm. Couldn't do it.
Before we left and parted ways on Friday night, Arian was like, yeah, you know, I think I'm going to be up early, like 7:30 tomorrow. Going to get the day started right at the crack of dawn. And we started this interview, I think, at like 11 with Will Compton. And Arian's like, yeah, my bad. Just woke up. Understandable. Understandable. Listen, Knoxville will do that to you.
I didn't get in until 4:30, so I was going to bed at the time I was planning on getting up.
Damn.
Yeah, so listen to us and then listen to Bussin. It was a very cool interview.
Yep.
Bussin guys rock.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Shout out Will. Will's the man. Do we want to do what's the beef?
I've had a couple of people I can ask.
Yeah, I'm down.
Do you want to beef it out?
Let's get rowdy. I need to get some energy.
You
want to
get some rowdiness?
Morning. Yeah,
I feel like Billy wants to get into an argument with somebody.
I'm punchy.
Just sent out the call.
Okay, nice. Nice. So before we get into that, it's brought to you
by... Oh, my bad.
No, it's okay. Go ahead.
No, I was saying, like, I would love to have one of these dudes, because, like, I was on Twitter recently, and, like, of course, the some of the Tennessee Vol fans who... which I now know they're probably more outliers, but there's just like this narrative that like I snitched on Tennessee, like I did all of this, and it's just fascinating to me. I would love to talk to one of them motherfuckers to get their perspective, because like it's just mind blowing.
I think you would agree though, even online, but especially in person. Like everybody that I heard from was like, it was so awesome to see you there and like having a good time.
1,000%.
That made me happy.
It made me happy. I said, like, I hope this Waffle House footage is really good, because I had like a moment of clarity while I was there, you know, just like as a human being, because you go through a lot of stuff as a kid there, and it just shapes who you are. And it, like, it was a really good, like, I was telling all my boys, man, this shit was soul food, man. It was so good being back. And so I enjoyed it thoroughly.
That is cool. And that's where most moments of clarity happen, I think, is in a Waffle House at 2 a.m. That's where Americans go to find enlightenment, you know? Like some people meditate for a month underneath a fig tree. America's, we go and we get a fucking patty melt and some grits, cup of black coffee, boom, we find heaven, baby. That's what it is. I loved Waffle House. I miss it already so very deeply. God damn, I miss Waffle House.
It's the best.
Okay, anybody else have anything they want to get off their chest? Or actually, you know what? This segment's being brought to you by Shady Rays. I'm wearing my Shady Rays right now. I was wearing them all around Knoxville, protecting myself from that southern sun. Embrace debate. Is Knoxville part of the South? Some people would say no.
Who would say no?
I'm just trying to piss you off.
It's like, yo.
It's no Northern Virginia, but I guess Tennessee is considered the South. And if you're staring down that southern sun, or if you're staring down that cold, cold winter sun, you're going to need some Shady Rays in your pocket. I love Shady Rays. They're my favorite sunglasses in the world. I wear them all the time, wear them proudly, and they have the best warranty in the business as well. Every pair is backed by lost and broken replacement. So if you lose them, if you break them, even on day one, you're going to get a brand new pair of sunglasses you can wear with confidence. Shady Rays has your back long after you purchase. If you don't love them, exchange them for a new pair or return them for free within 30 days. There's no risk when you shop with Shady Rays. Their team always has your back. Go to ShadyRays.com, promo code MACRO, 50% off two or more pairs of polarized sunglasses. Arian, do you remember talking to me on FaceTime on Saturday?
Yeah, it was at Zaxby's. I was right until we left Zaxby's. We left my hotel. I remember all that shit. You saved me. You saved me because I had hiccups.
Mm-hmm.
And that shit works. Holy shit.
I talked you through it over the phone. Yeah, we FaceTimed. I scared those hiccups right out of your body. And then I was like, tell Tyler I said what's up, because you guys were saying that you're going to go hang out with Tyler Barron. And then Aaron goes, I'm going to tell him you're racist, and then hung up on me.
I do remember that now.
I don't remember that part.
It was funny.
I had such a good time, man. It was dope.
Yeah. All right. We have anybody on the Discord channel buzzing right now?
You know, while we're waiting for that, if they're still buzzing in, Edward Snowden just got citizenship in Russia.
Oh, really?
Really?
Yeah, might be a good time to do an Edward Snowden episode.
Yes.
For Thursday. He's probably just getting citizenship so they can enlist him, because they really need guys right now.
Just anyone. They'll take anyone to fight.
So,
What if Billy went over there and enlisted for Russia?
No. What? No.
Y'all seen... Hell of pivot, but it's just on my mind. Have y'all seen The Umbrella Academy?
No.
Yes.
It is fire, dog. I'm currently on like episode 2 of season 2. I really just binged it last night. I came home and told my shorty, I was like, I ain't doing shit. I'm just going to lay down. So we picked the show. We started binging The Umbrella Academy. Stayed up super late because I couldn't go to sleep because it was so good. It is a fire show, dog. I love it.
Okay, we got the first beefer, and he's with Billy. He's got beef with Billy.
All right.
Oh, I love it.
I just added him. Hello?
Hey.
What's up?
Hey, it's Adam from Discord.
Hey, Adam from Discord.
What's up, Adam?
How you doing?
I'm all right. I got some beef with Billy.
What's up?
Just throwing out words and not using definition remotely correctly.
Oh, which word? Which word?
No way, not Billy. Billy, calm down.
Specifically forensic.
Forensic,
he tends to use the word forensic a lot, and it has no application in the ways he uses it.
Forensic, I don't remember ever using forensic.
Under what context has Billy said forensic?
The one that specifically stood out to me was he was talking about a dinosaur documentary and said they were using, quote, forensic paleontology, end quote.
Which
doesn't make any sense, because what kind of crime are you investigating?
No.
Quote, forensic paleontology.
All right. I love it. What is...
That's probably the first time those words have ever been put together, though. Like,
absolutely.
That's what I love about Billy is, like, there's something cool about saying something that of all the people that ever walked the earth and taken a deep breath, it's something that they've never done.
So forensic paleontology is a thing, but I was using it in a totally wrong sense. What I was trying to express was, in the dinosaur documentary, they recreated scenes that they were able to deduce from paleontological sites and seeing the bones, seeing like teeth mark on bones, and trying to put together a story of what actually happened in that moment, where like another dinosaur attacked another dinosaur, and that was the basis of the plots of some of these dinosaur movies. But forensic paleontology is actually a thing. And
dinosaur on dinosaur crime that you're trying to allege here, Billy?
Forensic paleontology is the use of paleontology as a scientific tool available both to law enforcement officers and judges and defending counsels. This field appears to overlap with forensic archaeology, forensic geosciences. So I think I did sort of stretch the term of it, but I agree. You're right. It was an easy way to sum up something that took a lot more explanation, but I agree with you.
I hear what you're saying, but that's, you know, it's just the definition of dinosaur on dinosaur crime was hilarious to me at the time.
No, that's what happened.
What are they investigating here?
Billy's going to be on SVU Jurassic period. It's going to start out with like a jogger in Central Park tripping on like a Tyrannosaurus skull. Oh my God. Billy shows up in a trench coat.
That is a hilarious thought to think about, though. Forensic paleontology. What is forensic paleontology?
So, grinding away at history using forensic paleontology and archaeology.
So, forensic paleontology would be used if they find like human remains somewhere, like bones and things. And they were like investigating a murder. That would be an example of forensic paleontology. But it doesn't really apply.
Well, investigating a dinosaur murder. I mean, the dinosaur was still murdered. I mean, dinosaurs matter too.
Well, was it murder? It wasn't against the law.
Dinosaur law. It's actually very closely related to bird law, more than you think.
That's, yeah, it's kind of the precursor to bird law.
Exactly.
Dinosaur law.
And I consider myself an expert on dinosaur law.
Billy, it'd be funny and interesting if you were to sit down and like write up laws for nature. Yeah. Because certain animals do respect different boundaries. You know, there's like unwritten rules like in baseball that happen in nature all the time.
Yeah.
But like you should be the first person to codify animal law.
Yeah.
And so it's like a code break. Like you broke the code if one of the, like if there's a gorilla that like throws shit at another gorilla. You yeah. know, like that's not, you're supposed to throw shit at attackers, people from the outside that are trying to right. hurt you. You know, like well, so you become, number you one become rule, the cops for animals.
Mass respects mass.
Yeah.
How do you scare a bear away?
Did you hear about the, it's kind of in line with what you guys talking about, but there was this like rogue lion that went rogue in his pride, and he ended up killing like a huge percentage of lions. Like, oh, they just went, they went around like literally eating the cubs and just like killing the whole bunch of lions.
The five brothers.
Yeah, there was like five mm-hmm. of them. Yeah, there was like five of them. And they ended up killing each other, yeah. some of them too. But like, it was like, yeah, lion law.
Yeah. Oh, there's elephant law. I actually learned about this because of poachers. So usually adult, older bull elephants keep the younger elephants in line and prevent them from doing, you know, like acting up too much when they're in muth. Muth?
Mm-hmm. Muth? Musk?
It's not, but musk. It's spelled M-U-S-T-H. Muth. Ah, musk. But because all the poachers were killing the older bull elephants for their larger tusks and ivory, the younger elephants were just acting up because there was no adults. And they like do stuff like kill rhinos and like actually like there's a video of a young bull elephant mounting a rhino and just acting up because there's no bull elephants to enforce the law.
Mm. It's so wild. I do like the idea of there being laws for nature though. That's very cool. All right. Well, thank you very much for your beef. I think it was a valid one and point well taken. Although I'm mad at myself for not recognizing in real time when Billy used the phrase forensic paleontology.
It got the point across.
That's hilarious to think about, though. Mm-hmm. It really is.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right. Take it easy.
Thanks for calling.
All right, my G.
All right. We got any more beef? Mm-hmm. Lots of beef.
Lots of beef today.
You guys got to watch this video, though, real quick I sent. It's pretty funny.
Oh, yeah. Shit. This elephant's fucking a rhino.
Yeah. Yeah. I try to be polite with it, say mounted a rhino, but he's fucking the shit out of
rhino.
No,
he's fucking a rhino. Yeah. Yeah. And there's nothing the rhino can do about it.
Yeah.
What if you they made a baby?
That would be so lit.
Dude, yeah, it would. Like trunk and horn?
Mm-hmm.
That'd be pretty sick.
It'd be very cool.
What kind of ears would it have?
I think it would be like elephant ears, but they would stand straight up.
Oh, you know what it would kind of look like? Have you guys seen, it would have the same horn pattern as that animal, that giant beast in the Colosseum episode 2 of the Clone Wars. Remember when they're in the Colosseum and there's that, like it has tusks and a horn?
Sounds awesome, but I've not seen it.
I'm going to draw what I think it would look like. That's what I'm going to do right now.
Okay, go for it, Billy. And that'll be a nice treat for the end of the episode today.
Yeah, maybe... maybe
a relevant tea or an alino,
an elephinoceros, elephinoceros.
I like that. Elephinoceros. Okay, we're gonna have the world's first ever elephinoceros drawing coming up at the end of the episode.
Some shit.
I don't know if we can send Big T, if we can feed him to the lions today. His voice might not be able to handle it.
Yeah, he's fighting with a hand behind his back. If we sent him into the Coliseum.
Oh, he said he has beef with you. That's why I picked him.
Oh, with me?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh,
let's go. Nice. I wonder if he's dug into my campaign contributions. Yo, what's happening?
Hey guys, love the show. I've just got a couple beefs. Is Arian on today?
Arian's on. Yeah, he's here. What's your name?
It's Ayo.
Ayo, okay, cool.
Yeah. Yo, what's popping?
So, first PFC, please be nice to my quarterbacks. My favorite quarterbacks are Kirk Cousins, Carson Wentz, and Trey Lance. If you look at footballoutsiders.com, last year he was 7th in the defensive yards adjusted above replacement. So please stop being mean to my quarterbacks.
Okay, I'll try. But just so you know, like my hatred of Kirk Cousins comes from a place of, it should be empathy, because I was you at one point, and I would yeah, do things you. Like look up Football Outsiders defensive yards adjusted formulas and be like, look, he's top 10. I used to do things like that. So I understand what you're going through. So I feel nothing but empathy for the situation that you're in.
Next, you're always making fun of Billy for his wildlife, his animals and things like that. But about a month ago, I was watching your Twitch stream and you had about a 120-pound wildcat on all fours crawling behind you on the stream.
Yeah, kind of crazy. It was nuts, but I mean, I love big animals. I've got, you know, I had Leroy. He was about 150 pounds. Occasionally, I'll have like, I'll babysit for my neighbors, and so they have, they've got some significantly large felines. You know me, I'm a big cat guy. So I was just chalking another one up to the list.
Yeah, you can find the video out there if you don't have it. Somebody else can link to that. You can check the Discord or maybe the Reddit.
Also,
I've got one more one for Arian, please. Maybe it was 2 weeks ago. I think we had, much like maybe the dozen trivia, we had some flickering on the screen, on Arian's screen. Many people believed he was playing Valorant in the middle of the show. If we could please have Big T look into that and maybe issue a suspension, if at all possible.
Can you point me in the direction of which episode this was?
I don't have the Reddit pulled up, but yeah, there's an incriminating video out there that looks like we might have had a distraction on the show.
Madeline, do you think you'd be able to find that?
Yeah, if someone, yes.
Do you remember like what the name of the post was or something?
I can tweet it at you. How about?
Yeah, tweet at the macrodosing and also tweet at me, like my personal, because I get way less.
Arian, the face Arian made it seems like we don't even need to find
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I don't know.
Be honest with you.
As a guilty.
I remember the episode. I don't remember which one, but I remember what he's talking about. And I wasn't like necessarily playing Valorant. Y'all were talking about something, and I was like, I just wanted to try something. So there's something called Deathmatch in Valorant. It's like where you just, it's basically where you go warm up. A bunch of people just run around shooting each other.
So I put it on
for a second. And that's crazy that you caught that, because that specific glitch just started like maybe a month ago, to where my camera glitches if I play it. Like, so that's why I can't stream it, because right now the camera glitches. It's a problem with Valorant, which is wild that you caught that, bro.
Very interesting, Arian. So, I mean, it sounds like you're admitting that you got caught. So, are you gonna beg Big T for leniency? Because he does have absolute power.
I'm gonna see what he got for me, man.
Arian, he softened my heart this weekend. I'm feeling merciful.
I love it. And shout out to AO for snitching. No, damn, bro.
No, I appreciate it, Arian. Anytime we get you on the podcast, it's a plus just to have you on, I guess.
Much love, man. Much love. We appreciate you, my brother.
All right. Thanks for letting me beef.
All right. Thanks, AO. Yep.
All right. We got another one. Are we okay with another one?
Yeah, let's do another one.
What's up, guys? Can y'all hear me?
Hey, yep. Pablo.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to take this gauze out. I just had two teeth taken out, so... But I got some shit for y'all.
Okay.
Been there,
are you off the painkillers?
No, they didn't give me any narcotics. I'm a truck driver, so I can't really be taking that shit.
True. I hear you. I'm a podcaster. But
they gave me some numbing stuff, so it was it's worked out. But all right. I got beef with every single one of you, actually. I'm not going to lie. I hope y'all are ready for this.
Let's go.
Ready. So, we'll start with ladies first. Avery.
Damn.
No one's talking about that Chicklets Cup performance you had. Didn't you say you were gonna bring it and that you were gonna like be better than some like future Hall of Famers? I'm just curious.
No, I never said that. I I don't know if you understand, like when we do content at Barstool, we have to like play it up and we have to kind of like, you know, make names for ourselves. So I just said I was going to be better than Riggs. Obviously, I'm not better than Riggs, but I just want to make some content. I was also a point per game player at the tournament. So I don't know what you were watching there.
Avery's pissed.
Well, yeah, no one calls me a female and gets away with it.
Let's go.
Come on.
Let's go.
Like I was a point per game player in the tournament.
A point. Dude, it's street hockey. Everybody gets points.
It's actually hockey, so you clearly didn't watch. It's okay, but you didn't watch. You just, I don't know where you're getting the information for, but you didn't watch.
All right, PFT. It's been a month. I'm sure your mouth feels a little bit better after you gave a blowjob to Hassan Piker.
Jeez.
You know. But I just wanted to make sure you're doing okay. Was it consensual? And everything's good on that part?
Yeah. I mean, I'm fine.
On the bumper.
I don't know if I gave him head or if it was a 69ing. I mean, let's give my dick some credit here. I think I got mine sucked a little bit.
Yeah. Also, I got one for you, Arian. If you want to get better at Valorant, you're going to need to get your hands a little bit better, buddy. It's a little bit better. Yeah. You need to be able to get up to that, champions rank, or I don't know how they rank it in Valorant. I play real games, but, you know.
What's the real game? What's your real game that you play?
Rocket League. You want to go 1v1 right now or what?
What is that, car soccer, bro?
Yeah, it's sports. You know that thing?
Great at?
Yeah, I know.
Well, used to be.
Oh, my God.
Billy.
What's up?
I love you, Billy. Dude. Oh, thanks, man. See, here's the thing with Billy. Billy's our little boy. Hey, Billy was just a little intern when he started. You know what I mean? And we've got to, like, we've been blessed to see him be raised into the man he is today. Don't be taking shit from these guys, Billy. Fuck them.
Thanks,
fuck
bro.
All of them, all
right? I know, right?
Don't let PFT walk you around, okay? PFT's, he's a little guy, and he likes to keep guys around him. That's why he has Big Cat around. That's why he has Billy Football around. That's why he hangs around with Arian. Don't let him boss you around, okay? He's witty.
I appreciate that.
He's just witty. Not much else.
I'm also technically his boss, so it's part of my job to boss him around.
Literally.
Hey, I don't know the insides and outs. I don't know if you're really his boss, but I love you, Billy. All right.
Appreciate
I ain't got
that.
No beef with you. You could do no wrong to me.
Thank you.
I don't know. Ever since you guys started, y'all been doing great. The only one thing I would say is, like, let's talk about some actual, like, conspiracies. And PFT, don't be throwing him down every time, man. Billy's got some shit. Let him cook a little bit.
Okay.
Let him cook. We know he's full of shit.
If anybody
actually believes him. Come on. You know what I mean?
Oh, that's what I've tried to do. I let him cook, and then I argue with him, and then he just kind of folds up sometimes. He's like, okay, yeah, you're right. But I think we're going to do Snowden on Wednesday to come out on Thursday. So there's some real shit we can dive into on that one.
And yeah. Two of our last four episodes have been about some of the biggest conspiracies ever. So.
Oh, you're right, Avery. They have been. It's just like, you know, I was like, we're trying to listen to what Billy has to say, and sometimes I will admit, like, you know, Billy, you do kind of go off on some tangents and no one really cares about, but, like, he's, like, trying to, like, present, like, a conspiracy, not that he believes it or he doesn't, and it doesn't really matter, but it's a conspiracy, like, that's what we're here for, you know? It just kind of seems like you guys are just like, are like, oh, let's not really go there because we don't want you to believe that. Who gives a fuck, man? Like, it's a podcast.
Because it's stupid, that's why, because it's dumb. If we could go, we could present it, but if it's dumb, it's dumb.
I know, but
we could talk about how there are lizard people that people believe that there are, but there are no fucking lizard people, my guy.
I know, I get that. I mean, let me ask you this. Is the earth flat or round?
It's oblate. It's but not what flat.
What does it matter if it was flat or round? How does that change your life today if you found out whether it was flat or round?
It would drastically change
your life a pretty good bit, actually.
Gravity's not real. What do you mean?
But how would that... No, like, let's say they were lying to us, right? And it's flat, right?
Okay.
How does that change your life today?
Like I said,
dramatically.
How?
If the Earth was flat, that would mean there would be no gravity. That would mean... Everything that we know in the physical world is not what we think it is.
The water in the ocean would not be in the ocean anymore.
Everything from the water that you drink to this computer that I'm on, all of the physics that we know to be true means it's inaccurate. And you're asking me, how would that change my life? It would completely change my life.
The only thing that it would change in my life would just be like, huh, well, I guess it's flat or I guess it's round. Like, to me, it doesn't matter. Because I'm going to live my life either way. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just out here fucking driving trucks. I don't give a fuck. You know what I mean? Like,
wait, Pablo, it sounds to me like you think the earth is flat.
He definitely thinks it's flat. Absolutely. So I'm asking you this.
I honestly don't know.
This is how it would change your life, Pablo. I'm going to tell you how it would change your life. How do you get from one place to another while you're driving trucks? How do you know where to go?
Oh, you like with maps and stuff like that, yeah.
GPS, right?
Yeah. We have a truck with GPS and all that in our truck.
Do you know how GPS works? GPS specifically uses Einstein's equations of the general theory of relativity and is a global satellite positioning system that, because of the rotation and because of the Earth having it being round, they can tell where you're at by using that system. So it would drastically change your life if the Earth was flat.
Arian, I understand what you're saying. I just don't think you understand what I'm saying. It's kind of like with me, like, I don't know if you believe in God or you don't. I'm very agnostic. I'm one of those, like, hey, it could exist. It might not exist. But I'm not going to change my life. And it might be a shitty outlook in my life, you know? But I kind of look at that with everything. Like, if someone's like, oh, yeah, the Earth is flat, I'll be honest with you. My brother's a flat earther, hollow earther. He's all into that. I got to just listen to him and just be like, all right,
you think it's flat and hollow?
I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? You know what I mean?
I understand what you're saying. I think here's the issue that I have with that kind of thinking. It's like, nah, it's probably not going to change your life per se. But if we allow that kind of thinking to transpire without combating it, that can lead to very dangerous things, in my opinion. Like real world things that can like harm people. Because I could say
I get what you're saying. I mean, they did the same thing to Galileo and all that. You know what I mean? Like,
I think it was like the opposite. What they did to Galileo was kind of the opposite, because he had the idea that maybe we're not at the center of the universe, right? And so he said, using science, I can definitively prove that our planet is not, the sun does not revolve around us, et cetera, et cetera. And then they threw him in jail because he used science. So this is actually like the exact opposite of what happened to Galileo.
No, I know. I'm just saying, like, in the instance where, like, they, you know, like, he was what we think is correct, you know what I mean? But people didn't want to believe it because, you know, the whole religion thing, and it would kind of fuck all that up. But, like, I'm just saying, it's okay to have the conversations and to listen to what other people have to say.
Of course.
We don't have to believe. We understand y'all's job to make sure nothing dumb comes out. But
No. I always listen to what Billy says. We listen, and then we combat it with what we believe is rational. It's not always to say Billy, what he says is irrational. Yeah. A lot of what Billy says is really rational. I also think he gets a bad rap for being the kind of, like, I don't know, Billy football is dumb. Billy is fucking smart. Yeah. And he's fun to fuck with him. He's like little bro though, so he's fun to fuck with. But like, he's absolutely smart. But I will always entertain an idea. But so I'm not going
with some. I even admit myself that some of these conspiracy theories can be very dangerous when presenting them. And I think, you know, for example, the Las Vegas shooting was one that was pretty borderline, and it's hard to. It's hard to like figure out. Like, there's ones that you can really have fun with, like, you know, like Bigfoot, like, you know, I still kind of think Teddy Roosevelt may have put the national parks and sanctioned them because there's a bunch of Bigfoots living there in underground caves. And if you look at the underground cave systems in the United States and where the national parks are, they line up pretty well. There's tons of disappearances. You know, who knows what's going on there? Did Teddy Roosevelt go to war against the Bigfeet and, you know, try to battle them back into their tunnels? We don't know that, but like, that conspiracy theory is pretty harmless. Like, no one's,
yeah, that's all harmless one. Yeah,
it's like,
sure.
no one's like, lives are getting ruined because they think Teddy Roosevelt, it went to war with the Bigfeet, and Bigfeet are, you know, stealing people in national parks. I mean, yes, they're the people who do go missing, it's, you know, but that's one that's sort of like, hey, I mean, and like, even UFOs, like that one is like, no one, it's a victimless conspiracy theory, but there are conspiracy theories that have us like that aren't victimless, that we need to make sure we, you know, tiptoe around.
No, you you guys have a thin line you're crossing, especially with, like, you know, the Las Vegas and Nile. I definitely understand that. You know, you don't want to – people's feelings are involved. You know what I mean? And there's lives and all that other stuff involved too. So I definitely
– There's lives.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, like, people died. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
that's what I was telling Billy, is, like, there are people that are going to listen to the show that maybe were there. Or they had somebody that was, like, their brother or sister die at that shooting. So just keep that in the back of your mind when you're diving into it. There was an article that came out in Rolling Stone, I think on Thursday, about the Las Vegas shooting. And it essentially said the same thing that we have been saying on this show and that we covered, which is, like, there was a report that came out, but there was absolutely no motive. And we're never going to know. We're likely never truly going to know what the motive was for that. And that leaves people with a very uneasy feeling.
Yeah.
You know, I get it. I mean, my dad passed away from coronavirus, man. And every time I hear it, it's just, it stings a little. You know what I mean? Like, and I don't even care about, like, there's a million conspiracies. You can go down that road with that one. But it just even hearing it, it's just like, it stings a little, you know? Yeah. So I get what y'all are doing. And I honestly, guys, I appreciate y'all's podcast. I came in here, I just wanted to talk some shit.
I
fucking love all you guys, man. You know, y'all, keep it real. Bobby Fino. Love you, man. But I got to get going. I got to get back on the road here. But I appreciate you guys having me on.
Okay.
Thanks, Pablo.
No problem, brother. Pablo. Take care, man.
Yep. Y'all too. Bye.
All right. Very, very cool, Pablo. There was one other thing I wanted to get into today. I'm trying to remember what it was because I made a mental note of. Oh, yes. I remember. Big T, you have some too.
I had one more story I wanted to tell that we forgot from the weekend, but go do your thing. Maybe they're the same.
Tell you what, the story that Big T's about to tell is brought to you by HelloFresh. If you have a packed schedule this fall, HelloFresh has meals covered with a weekly selection of 30-plus recipes, 70-plus convenient items, all delivered to your door. Now more than ever, we're all looking at ways to save some money. In fact, HelloFresh is 25% less expensive than takeout. It's even cheaper than grocery shopping. Enjoy the freshest fall flavors. Every HelloFresh recipe includes ripe, just-picked produce that travels from the farm to your door in less than a week. There's always something new on the menu. You can easily customize your meals with Hello Custom by swapping proteins or sides, upgrading to choice proteins, or even adding protein to a veggie meal. It's never been easier to eat your way. I love HelloFresh. It's delicious. It's simple. It's very easy to use. They've got a great, great system on their website. When you go to HelloFresh.com/dose65, you can get 65% off plus free shipping. That's a lot of percent. That's promo code DOSE65 when you go to HelloFresh.com/DOSE, code DOSE65, and you get 65% off plus free shipping. You're going to enjoy the freshest fall flavors delivered straight to your door in less than a week with HelloFresh. Okay, Big T, what were you going
to
say?
I just wanted to mention a funny story. We were at the bar at Arian's Hotel, I guess on Friday, and we were leaving, and this guy comes up in his 50s or 60s and looks at me and says, "Are you Big?" And, you know, we've been around Knoxville. People would, "Hey, Big T, what's up?" And so I turn around expecting the next thing out of his mouth to be T.
Yeah.
The next word he said was cat. He said, "Are you Big Cat?" And all y'all start dying laughing.
Oh, yeah.
And he goes, "My kids told me if I saw a Big Cat that I had to take a picture or something." And so I said, "I'm not, but PFT over here works with him." And I think the guy thought we were fucking with him.
Yeah.
Like he was like, "Well, you're sure as hell not Big Cat." And so you recorded a little video message for him.
I did. Yeah. For his grandkids or for his son or whatever.
Yeah. So I just thought that was something funny. Well, what were you going
to
say?
Oh, I was just going to say that, that I would like to apologize for trafficking in misinformation. Because I think on Saturday I posted a tweet with a rumor going around that Emperor Qi, President Qi of China, was being cooped.
Oh yeah,
there was a coup going on in China.
And, you fell for that?
Well, no, I just saw the map of China with all the planes outside the Chinese airspace, and so somebody was like, "Oh my God, this is crazy! Look what's going on in China." To me, I just saw that map and I thought to myself, "College football plane tracking," and so it was like Urban Meyer to China confirmed. But I did retweet that misinformation, and apparently it was just a complete rumor about the planes and a complete rumor about she possibly being the victim of a coup over there. So apparently it's not true at all. So she is I guess, 4 more years or however long it turns.
I'm tapped into PRC Twitter pretty deeply, and they snuffed that out pretty quickly.
They did?
You got to find when they're actually posting in Chinese, and then you use Twitter Translate.
Gotcha. It's apparently like a pretty common thing for people to start a rumor about a coup going on in China. Mm-hmm. Like all the nationalists and people that hate the CCP over there, mm-hmm. they will start a rumor that there's a coup underway just kind of like for shits and giggles, or because they actually want there to be a coup underway.
Iran is having an actual uprising.
It is.
Yeah. They want to. It's pretty wild seeing a lot of the videos come out of there.
Yeah. The women are upset because of the modesty laws that they have over there. There was a lady that got beaten to death by the modesty police in Iran, and now a lot of women are starting to take their is it the hijab?
Yeah,
is that what they're starting to remove?
Mm-hmm.
And so this I feel like Iran has an uprising more frequently than any other country.
They're beating the shit out of the modesty police.
They are.
I'm seeing tons of videos of like the modesty police trying to enforce the laws and then just getting jumped.
Yeah,
and, like, curb stuff.
What a shitty job that is to be the modesty police. Imagine the weirdos that sign up to walk around and be like, hey, put something else on, just to like yell at women for wearing a dress.
Yeah.
They're the incels, right, Billy?
Yeah.
That's what happens when incels get power.
Yeah.
Is you get the modesty police.
Yeah, 100%.
I actually think that there's a correlation between
100%.
That. Because no man that was like confident in himself would ever go around like telling women that they're not allowed to look what they feel is like attractive or comfortable.
Yeah.
Anyways, that's us. That's macrodosing on Iran. I'm sure that we nailed it. Arian, anything else you want to get into?
I'm good, man. Feeling good, recovering. It's time to get back on it. I'm going to try to get Christmas apps because I let myself go these last 3-4 months. And there's nothing worse than being cold and a little chubby. So,
Christmas cold abs
right around the corner.
Yeah,
Christmas abs. Join me.
What's your workout plan?
I'm just gonna try to just stay active. You know, not too crazy. Hit realistic goals. Definitely cut down on all sugars. So I'm planning to have Christmas abs. Join me, Billy. What's up? Christmas abs?
Yeah, I've been thinking of just getting another Rough and Rowdy fight just to get in shape again. Because it's the best way to get in shape.
You're looking a little puffy too, man.
I know.
I think we could all use a little Christmas abs. Matter of fact, let's do it.
Yeah.
Macrodosing Christmas abs. What's popping? Is you down, PFT?
We should meal prep HelloFresh.
I don't think I can do that. I don't think it's possible for me to have abs right now.
It's 1,000% possible. You just gotta cut this shit.
Yeah, but
should we? I'm actually down to rip it.
For me, I feel like it'd be weird.
HelloFresh.
Should we do some before?
I'm actually starting. I'm going back to a trainer tomorrow after that picture came out of me in the reflection at the Waffle House.
Oh yeah, that's unfortunate.
Should we do
a
little before?
Angle.
Should we show them some befores?
Yeah.
I'm not going to show them the before until I have the after.
Well, no, but we got to put it on the table so we got held accountable.
I do have a picture.
I'm going to hold myself accountable.
Do we have a scale here? We should do have a weight contest.
No.
Weight cutting contest.
But you can put on muscle. Weight's true. Weight's not.
So what is it? September? So it's October, November. 3 months. We can do this, Billy.
Dude, it's all beer, man.
You definitely can't get abs in 3 months.
Yes, you can.
You're insane.
Dude.
Maybe you can do it because you're a professional athlete.
Billy can too.
I remember I had a six pack last summer, but it was really hard.
Abs is really not that hard. It's just discipline.
Yeah.
It's all in the kitchen.
It's not even working out.
It's your diet and it's diet and cardio.
I want to be in such a shitty mood.
Absolutely get abs. You could too, PFD.
But I like to buckle down. I like to eat like shit on the weekends.
Me too, but
what I was doing, and I'd go nuts on the weekends. I literally no sugar, like keto during the week, and then just go nuts on the weekend.
Yeah. My game plan is usually during the week, I eat a salad every meal. And then on the weekends, I eat whatever the fuck I want.
But like, for example, I got a whole rotisserie chicken today because I was feeling fat. And I was like, okay, I'm just going to eat protein, no carbs. And that's what I'm going to eat. And it's going to fill me up, but I'm still going to feel empty inside because there's no carbs.
Yeah. Carbs are such a tricky, tricky minx.
It's an addiction.
Yeah. I have quit Zenning, though. So I think 21 days, that's when it's officially over, right? 21 days to break a habit?
Yeah, 21 days, no carbs. Oh, man, that's going to be hard.
Yep, so, okay.
Got this, buddy.
You guys can do abs. You guys can do Christmas abs. How about I do Christmas ab? So I just try to get one ab. So I just lose some belly fat so I don't look fat anymore.
I'm down.
All right, Christmas ab coming through.
Yep.
All right, we will see you guys on Thursday. Edward Snowden. The Snowden Sode?
Yeah.
How about that?
Snowden Sode.
Get Snowden.
Yeah.
With macrodosing.
You just clowned Tony O'Brown, I think.
How?
Epa Snowden.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, that's good. Episode. It's the episode. Yeah. All right, we'll see you guys on Thursday for that. Love you guys. Thanks, very guys. Much.